Good evening, Dr. Schneer. Dictating a 12 EKG on patient Thomas Rumsey, R-U-M-S-E-Y. On 11-9-23, Mr. Rumsey performed a 12-lead EKG period. Patient is in a normal sinus rhythm period. QRS complexes are normal. T waves are normal. Period of paragraph impression, normal EKG period. Next. 6-minute walk test on Michael Horgan. This goes to Dr. Tighe, T-I-G-H-E. On 11-9-23, Mr. Horgan performed a 6-minute walk test period prior to ambulating. A room air saturation was 97% period. Patient walked 460 meters in 6 minutes, and the saturation at the end of the study was 95% period. New paragraph impression, minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next. Pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Gil Medina Hernandez. This goes to Dr. Christos Juan. On 11-9-23, Mr. Hernandez performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the only issue of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response, normalizing the patient's forced vital capacity, still leaving the patient with a severe degree of airways obstruction, period, no paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component or improved effort after bronchodilators. And when compared to a prior study dated 7-11-23, there's been no significant change, period, no period. Next. Pre and post bronchodilator spirometry and Violet Walls, W-A-L-L-S. This goes to Dr. Miner. On 11-9-23, Mrs. Walls performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. New paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry and Bonnie Terrell. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 11-9-23, Mrs. Terrell performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired and was very severe airways obstruction. The air velocity index is greater than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, the patient was unable to catch her breath, and so that study is inconclusive, period. Compared to a prior study dated 7-11-23, there's been no change, period, in paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Terry, T-E-R-I, Kaison, C-A-I-S-O-N. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 11-9-23, Mrs. Kaison performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96%, period. The patient walked 315 meters in 6 minutes, and the saturation at the end of the study was 94%, period. No paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Lenine, L-Y-N-N-I-N-E, Webb, W-E-B-B. This goes to Dr. Tighe. On 11-9-23, Mrs. Webb performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired without significant airways obstruction nor bronchoreactivity period. Compared to a prior study dated 5-10-23, there's been no significant change, period, no paragraph impression, minimal restrictive lung disease without airways obstruction or without bronchoreactivity, showing no progression, period. Thank you.